Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five, book it to the end zone, touchdown,
launches down the middle for McCleskey, and it's free, James McCleskey, touchdown,
they take the lead with 3 seconds. Patterson to the end zone, drives his way in, Virginia Tech has won it.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. As we continue to dive into some ACC win totals later on in the show, we've got Virginia, Pitt, and Cuse coming up today. Some look-ahead lines and more. We'll start with the headlines before I get there. How are you today, my man? Joe Lisi, go for the two.
I'm doing fantastic, Carver. Today just has a feel like it's like mid-October and I should be drinking pumpkin spice coffee, watching Notre Dame and like Wake Forest kickoff in South Bend or something crazy like that. It just has like a college football Saturday feel in the middle of the week. So this is what it's all about. I'm amped up. Can't wait to kick off the season and love talking shop with you.
No, you're right. It does have that kind of feel to it, despite still being early August. You can't get here fast enough. It's my favorite time of the year, Joe, not just because of football, but the weather, too. You're right. When you feel that little crispness in the air, you can have your pumpkin spice latte. I'll have the pumpkin spice beer, Joe. So that's how we'll divvy up the pumpkin spice when we get to October. Let's start with a couple of headlines today, Joe, as we always do on College Football Full Circle. I don't know if you saw this one or not, and this came to me about an hour and a half ago. I was looking at some stuff for the show, and I came across Pat Narduzzi. And we are going to talk about Pitt today because we have their win total for the ACC that we're going to discuss later on, Joe. But Narduzzi was on the local radio show in Pittsburgh, the morning show on 93.7 The Fan, just doing, pumping up the season, all that stuff. And he called NIL legalized cheating. That was Coach's words, right? Narduzzi right. calls NIL legalized cheating. Now, Joe, that would get a lot more press if it was said by Dabo Swinney or by Nick Saban or by Brian Kelly, Jimbo Fisher. Pat Narduzzi says NIL is legalized cheating. And, Joe, you barely even heard a squeak about it. Now, maybe it'll gain some traction throughout the day, but that's a pretty big statement coming from a coach of a Power 5 school saying that it's legalized cheating.
Good luck recruiting, Pat, over the next couple of years, right? I'm Pat Narduzzi. I eat iron and I crap steel, right? I mean, come on. I mean, it's my way or no way. NIL, you want to make money off your own name? Go to some other program. And okay, all right, Pat, we're going to Death Valley now. We'll see you later. You know, it's a long cry since Nate Peterman actually beat that game against Deshaun Watson. I mean, come on. I mean, I understand if those are your feelings. I get it. But you still run a program. You still have to recruit in the state of Pennsylvania. You still have to recruit against Ohio and PA and even, you know, other surrounding states, New Jersey. How are you going to lure those kids if you think it's no good or it's basically cheating? You're not going to really push your players in that direction? Bad look for a head coach.
It is, but now, you're right. I don't think he should say it because of the climate that we live in right now in terms of trying to recruit athletes. He made a point, Joe, that I did think was kind of interesting. He said he called it basically legalized cheating in the sense that when is the limit? When is there a limit to how much on your football team you're going to be able to give out? And he used as an example Alabama. Okay, so if Bryce Young and everybody is going to get $1 million and everybody else is going to get money, he just kind of was saying how the competitive disadvantage is only going to get wider because the bigger schools are going to have so many players making so much money, it's going to be impossible for these other schools to catch up. So while you're right, Pat probably should relax because it's going to hurt recruiting, he did make a valid point that almost like a salary cap, you could say, for how much your team is supposed to, you know, can make. Because this is still very new, Joe, and the bigger schools like Ohio State and Alabama, they're going to run with it.
Oh, without a doubt, Carver, in that regard, because of they have the capital, they have the resources, they have the tradition and the prestige, and they have the team and the boosters behind them. That being said, though, the problem is if you do cap it out, then we're going to have legal battles about how can you cap out a student athlete's ability to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness, and this is not American and everything else. We're going to have that argument as well. So that's why you can't do it, because we'll be locked up in legal issues for the next 30 years over this situation. And we opened up the can of worms here, and that's it. This is where we are.
I just can't wait till we actually get to the guys on the field, Joe, because it has been tough to let, you know, between conference realignment, NIL, all this stuff. You really can't wait until we finally see a ball get kicked off.
Do they even care about the game anymore? Do we even care about, like, wins and losses? That's the biggest question. Well, like, well, you know, yeah. If a kid's making $1 million, does he really care if his team goes undefeated or not?
And Joe, that's a point that's very valid. And I especially when we talk about, Joe, how there's only really four or five teams that can legitimately win the title. So all these kids making money everywhere else from NIL, it's definitely something to be discussed. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back. A couple more headlines. We'll get into win totals. It's all happening. We'll be right back.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle right here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. One more from Narduzzi, Joe, this morning in Pittsburgh Radio. He said that they would welcome West Virginia back to the ACC so that they could get the backyard brawl going again. We know how Pitt and West Virginia, longtime rivals in the Big East. Now, he also said six times, I have absolutely nothing to do with that decision-making. That's on the conference. I have nothing to do with that. He said, but if it happened, he said, he would welcome West Virginia. Pitt would welcome West Virginia back in with open arms. And that's because that's one of those old-time rivalries, Joe, that got busted up by the first round of realignment.
Right. Hey, Pat, thanks for the comment. Now go home and get your shine box, right? All right?
You
all
love right? Narduzzi. Oh,
right? Boy. Go ahead. Go home and get your shine box, Pat. Thanks for the comments. We appreciate that here in Morgantown.
Oh, geez. Did you see that Sankey got an extension? Basically, the SEC said to Greg Sankey, nice job getting us another couple $100 million with Texas and Oklahoma. Here's a few years on that extension for you, Greg. That was coming from a mile away, Joe. He brings Oklahoma and Texas into the SEC. Let's throw Greg a couple more years. He's already making $2.6 million. We'll throw a couple cherries on top of that.
That's what he's making on paper. What's he making on the side is what I want to know. Yeah. Bags of cash, right? Yeah. Here.
What do you make from Texas and Oklahoma?
Meet us at the Shake Shack on Route 150 at like 10:30 at night. There's a duffel bag of cash waiting there, right? Yeah. Was he duffel bag boy? Remember the stories of Vegas where the guy would come in with the duffel bags and just bet, aimlessly on games? Was that Greg Sankey coming in there? It's amazing.
It might have been. So congratulations to Greg. He gets a couple more years on his deal for basically brokering the deal that brings Oklahoma and Texas into the conference. And one more from the Big 12, Joe. I like this, too. The Big 12, you know how each conference has, like, a representative on the College Football Playoff Committee? Everybody, has to have somebody in the room. So the Texas AD was the guy for the Big 12, and they said, not so fast, my friend. You're out. Take a walk. We don't want you representing us in the room anymore. So they So they put the Kansas State AD in the room for the College Football Playoff Committee. I mean, that had to be expected. Why the hell would you want the Texas guy in there after he just basically kicked dirt on you and ran down the road? Nice job by Bowlesby. Bowlesby's having some couple weeks. He really is.
Oh, Bowlesby's out. He must be drinking every night. I mean, right? With the tie. The tie is all disheveled, and he doesn't know what he's going to do. He might not even have a job in a year. Let's be honest. The way this is going right now.
He's not going to have a conference.
He's not going to have a conference. It'll be, the Bob Bowlesby Bowl, right? Come down to Birmingham. It'll be funny.
Oh, boy. Nice job there. So they replaced him on the beat. All right, Joe, we're going to dive into a lot of lines today. We have a lot of win totals. We have a lot to do. Thankfully, the crazy headlines are getting smaller and smaller as we get closer and closer to kickoff, which is exactly what we want. All right, ACC, we've been doing it all week with the win totals right here on College Football Full Circle. Today, Joe, we have on the docket for us Virginia, Pitt, and Syracuse. Those are our three teams for ACC win totals today. We will start with the Virginia Cavaliers, who you can find right now at FanDuel with a win total of 6. And listen, that's a straight 6, minus 110 both ways, over and under. So not a lot of juice, no plus money when you're trying to shop them at FanDuel. Over at DK, 6.5. So we have a difference in this one, Joe. DK's got Virginia 6.5, plus 105 to the over, minus 125 to the under. You know I always love checking out Wynn as well. Let me see what Wynn has Virginia at, because they, of course, have become one of my favorite houses for college.
You have a suite over there? Did they give you the suite yet?
Not yet. They have 6 flat as well, with plus 105 to the under. So we have
Wynn is our best. I'm taking them. I'm buying it.
Now, let's take a look at games for Virginia this year that we think they can win right out of the gate. William & Mary at home week one. You would like to think that that is going to be a win. And other than that, Joe, there ain't a lot of, no doubt about it for Virginia on this schedule. They have some tough games. They host Illinois. They're at North Carolina. Host Wake Forest. They're at Miami. At Louisville. They have Duke at home. They have Georgia Tech at home. They are at BYU. Notre Dame at home. At Pitt. Va Tech at home. Your thoughts on the Virginia Cavaliers, Joe Lisi?
Well, they started last year 1-4. They had no identity. Let's not forget, a couple of years ago, this was a dynamic team, right? You know, went to the ACC championship game against Clemson. Bryce Perkins was the quarterback that spearheaded that attack, a dual threat. Last year, he gave way to a prototypical dropback passer to start in Brennan Armstrong. But Armstrong is a big, strong kid. He's a lefty, about 6'4", 235 pounds. They utilized him in the RPO. They found their identity, and they actually won 4 of the last 5 games last year at the end of the year to finish 500, 5-5. Let's not forget, they beat North Carolina and Sam Howell at home 44-41. They played Miami very tough. That was a game they were catching double digits. I was on them. They were in Miami. It was a rain-soaked game, and they lost that matchup 19-14. I love the job that Bronco Mendenhall has done. He has coached up the physicality on the offense and defense line. They do have Keaton Thompson, the RPO quarterback that transferred in from Miss State. They utilized him in the offense last year. This team, I think, has the potential, Carver, to be a 9-win football team. I don't know if they get there, but I'll tell you this. They're definitely going to go over their total of 6, and I'm a buyer at plus 105 on win. Like I said, they have the potential to be 9. I don't know if they get that high. 7, without a doubt. 8, I think, is where they settle in.
The plus money was for the under on win. So for
I like over.
The over 6 is minus 115 at win. So you're better off doing the over 6 at FanDuel, Joe, because you got minus 110. Okay. For the over 6 there.
Even
if you wanted to get, if you wanted to get even spicier, I'm sorry, the over 6.5, because there's a 6.5 at DK. That's plus 105, Joe.
Okay, and that's the one that I heard.
But then you're hanging the half there too. So you need them to get to 7. You can't push.
Well, let's look at their win, their schedule, right? William and Mary, that's a win. Brett Bielema comes to Charlottesville. Brandon Peters versus Brennan Armstrong, first year scheme. I'm taking Virginia. They're better coached, even though Bielema is coaching. I know. At North Carolina, one of the most underrated ACC rivalries, they dominated this matchup. Hey, they put up 44 points on that North Carolina defense. Sam Howell got his, but so did Virginia. They ate in that ballgame. So, all right, we'll say that's a loss. Okay, so they're 2-1. Wake Forest, they lost to last year. I'm high on Wake. So Wake will give them, so now they're 2-2. Miami, they're 2-3. Louisville, they can match up with Malik Cunningham in that matchup. Outside of Malik, I think they're going to be better this year with Satterfield, but that's, I don't know, they're going to be in that game. So let's give them that. So they're 3-2. Duke, they're winning, they're 4-2. Georgia Tech, they match up well against Jeff Sims and Georgia Tech. We can give them 5-2. BYU, his old team, he's a much better coach than Kalani Sitake. A much better head coach than Kalani Sitake. 6-2. Notre Dame, they lose 6-3, even though they played a couple of years ago. Bryce Perkins, 2 bad fumbles. They would have covered that game. 6-3. He's beaten Pat Narduzzi. They're not losing to Pittsburgh. 7-3 and Virginia Tech.
Listen, late November at Heinz Field, that's tough.
Kenny Pickett or Brennan Armstrong. I understand the home game atmosphere for Pat Narduzzi, but that team might be under 500, might be tanking at that point.
Okay. All right. And what about Va Tech? You know, when we talk about
Va Tech, it was a rivalry game. They beat them 2 years ago.
They snapped a
13-game losing streak. They lost last year 33-15. They gave up 252 on the ground.
There you go. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here with you. We've got ACC win totals that we're going through and a lot more. We will keep rolling with you right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Or we'll come back and find out Joe's official word on the Virginia Cavaliers right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi right here on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, we broke it down. I want the official word. You sound like you are very high on taking this Virginia over.
I am.
Do you prefer the 6.5 with the plus money on FanDuel or anywhere else you could find it? Do you prefer the 6 flat so that you can kind of have a back door for a push? What do you like better?
I just, you know, it looks on paper like a tough lineup that they can't get there, but I would take the plus money on DraftKings at plus 105. I think they get there. I think the game, like, you know, games that stand out, obviously Miami, they're not winning that, but they're going to be in that ball game from a defensive perspective. But BYU on paper looks like, oh, they're going to lose that. He's a much better coach than Kalani Sitake, even though they go on the road to Provo. New quarterback with Romney. Algier is good. He's not elite.
Yeah.
And this Virginia defense, you know, they're a sneaky team. They're disciplined, rarely out of position, and they do the simple things right. They're not going to wow you with elite team speed, but they have a good quarterback. They have two good quarterbacks, Keaton Thompson and Brennan Armstrong. And keep an eye out. They have some solid wide receivers as well. So I think they'll be well over their total. I think they can get to 8 realistically. So I'm a buyer.
If you think they can get to 8, Joe, then that's 1.5 over where even the 6.5. So you're confident on it's a stay away from me, Joe. I don't really like. There's too many unknowns here for me. And even with BYU, like I feel like that's too much of a coin flip game. We don't know what BYU is going to be this year yet with no Zach Wilson anymore, et cetera. So I just think that there's too much unknown for me to get involved with Virginia with some of these games because they have a couple games that I think that they're going to lose and a couple games that are too coin flippy for me. But Joe Lisi is in on the over for the Virginia Cavs. All right, you told us earlier already how much you love Pat Narduzzi. And we will now talk about his Pitt Panthers.
You love
Narduzzi. That's pretty clear. You think he does an outstanding job over there in Pitt. I'll give you some numbers on the Pitt Panthers, Joe. Let's see where they are at FanDuel. They got him at 7 over minus 120, and they have the under at plus 100. So there you go. You've got on DK, I saw a different number, 7.5 with the over plus 105, the under minus 125. So we've already got ourselves a little bit of a different number. I'll give you one more here. Let's see what Wynn has them at. Wynn has them at 7 also with the over minus 125.
Oof.
And the under plus 115. So only 1.5 that I'm seeing across the board. I'll give you the schedule. They have a lot of games, Joe, that they should win. They have UMass at home. They have New Hampshire at home. They have Western Michigan at home. Those are three games you better win. That if you're Narduzzi, and they have Syracuse and Duke in their conference schedule. Honestly, Joe, that's those two games are on the road. I understand that. But those are five games right there out of the gate. Before I even look at another game, Narduzzi's got to win those five games this year at Pitt.
Without a doubt. Totally agree. And they've done this before. But the problem in the MO of Pittsburgh is that the games that they're not supposed to win, they win. And the games that they're supposed to dominate, they play down to the level of competition. And that's why basically he has not been able to get over the hump. He's got an experienced quarterback in Kenny Pickett. He's a senior. Mark Whipple has not coached him up. This identity has changed in Pittsburgh. They traditionally were a ground-and-pound type of offense a couple of years ago prior to Whipple getting there, right? They used to rush for close to basically 200 yards a game. That was their MO and their bread and butter. Pound the rock, work off a play action. The year that Kenny Pickett knocked off Miami in Heinz Field when Miami and Mark Richt were there, that was basically the mentality of that offense. Win games 19-14. They bring in Mark Whipple. They were supposed to open up the offense. They did that with Kenny Pickett. The problem was the offensive line was not consistent. They couldn't run the football effectively. They rushed for like 100 yards less per game, and they became one-dimensional. And then Kenny Pickett could not take the next level in terms of his development. So those are the concerns offensively for the Pitt Panthers. Defensively, he's coached that defense up phenomenally. 48 total sacks through 11 games last year. Problem is that he loses Rashad Weaver. He loses Jalen Twyman. He loses Patrick Jones in terms of that led the ACC with 9 total sacks last year. So is that defense going to be as dominant as they were last year? They do have starters back, but they take some hits in the secondary. Paris Ford leaves. Cam Bright is the spearhead of that defense. I look at this schedule and I say they're a 500 team. I'm not buying into the over with Pat Narduzzi. I just can't do it. I think with Kenny Pickett there, he's inconsistent as well. They're going to lose at Tennessee. I'm picking in that now. That's one of my best games. The tempo of Tennessee is going to kill them on the road.
Yeah, here's the hard part for me, Joe, about this schedule. Even though there's five games that I'm pretty confident in that they can win, they're playing all the tough ACC games at home. So they're playing Miami, they're playing Clemson, they're playing North Carolina. They have all three of those games in their house. But can they beat any three of those teams? See that, and like you said, they win sometimes. They'll win a game or two that they're not supposed to win. Are they going to win one out of these three games? I think that that's what tilts the scales for you, Joe. Are they going to win one of these three games at home against the three heavies in the ACC? Definitely not beating Clemson. Can they shock a Miami in a late October night in Heinz Field or North Carolina? Or, you know,
Pickett didn't play last year in that game on the road, right? He did not play when they played Miami, and Miami's offense with De'Aaron King just tore that defense up. So I would say they're not going to beat Clemson. They're not going to beat Miami. North Carolina with Sam Howell, if it's a shootout, they played this game a couple of years ago. They get them in their house. Yeah. It's going to be cold.
We spoke about this the other day. That's a Thursday night game. Yeah.
Right. How about this? At Va Tech, right? You think, Virginia Tech stinks, and they do. Whoa. But last time they played at Blacksburg, they got blown out 28-0 in Bud Foster's last home game. So they're so inconsistent that you say you can't get a read on this team. And for that matter, I'm not buying into the total. I'm going to say it's a no play for me, and I lean to the under.
Here's the thing. You need them to do two things to get to this number. And I think that's just to get to 7. That's if they won the 5 games we think are very winnable for them. They need to split the two road games at Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. I don't think they can win both of them. They can't lose both of them if you're going to get this number.
Right. I'll tell you what, Georgia Tech played them tough. We were doing Pharrell, you and I, when we had Georgia Tech in that game.
I remember that.
And they were in that ball game we got robbed of that game. That game, they scored a touchdown we should have covered.
You need them to get this number. You need them to split those two road games, and you need them to win one of those three games at home against the heavies. That's the only way you're getting this over. I can't go near this, Joe. In fact, I lean to the under. I don't think they're going to get to 7. I think that this is an underplay for me. This is a rare. I know there hasn't been too many that I love, but if FanDuel's giving me under 7 at plus 100, I think that's where I'm going to take my shot here.
I lean to the under. I don't feel it's one of my favorites.
Not one of my favorites, Joe. I'm not going to put it on the list that we've been assembling here as our favorite win total plays for the season. But I kind of like that on under seven at plus 100 because then I could still push. I don't think they're getting to eight. See, that's the number for me. I cannot see this team going 8-4 with this schedule.
No, I can't. I can't do it. This year I can. I'm with you.
So I think at least you got yourself a bailout with a push if you play the under seven.
I think that's a great point.
I think it's worth the play because you have that little bit of a parachute. You know,
that's
Joe, like
point.
If they go 7-5 and they do go over 500, you're going to push the bet. They're not winning eight games. I'm sorry, Joe. They're not beating all those teams. They're not beating two of those three teams at home, Clemson, Miami, and North Carolina.
No, and they could struggle with Virginia. They could struggle with Va Tech. They could struggle with Georgia Tech. And I tell you, right here, right now, I forget. I think they're actually laying wood to Tennessee on the road. I got to double check that.
I will actually
for
get to that. I can check that right, with
I
right now, Joe.
I love Tennessee in that matchup.
And I will get to the look-ahead line, which I believe I gave you a couple weeks ago, but I can give you a fresh one here.
I love that.
What's the date of that game, Joe? Give me the date on
12th.
That's the 12th?
11th, actually. Excuse me.
The 11th. I'm sorry. They actually do not have the lineup right now.
FanDuel.
No look-ahead line. I checked a couple places. No look-ahead line. They have a couple other games for the
They did have 11. That lineup, didn't
they?
When we first started talking
they
about
did.
The show, I remember they had that lineup.
They did.
And if I can recall, I believe that Pitt was a slight favorite on the
they
road.
They were. I think so, too.
And
I think
said,
it was like
I
a
love...
1 point. I think it was one or two.
Yeah,
so that
I
they
forget
might have
what it was, but
down.
I'll tell you, the tempo of Tennessee, they don't have a lot of playmakers. They lose Eric Gray. They lose Ty Chandler. But that tempo of Josh Heupel, they're going to run so many plays on Pittsburgh that they're not used to that in that regard.
I'm locking it in, Joe. This is an under. This is an under for me. That under
right,
7 at plus
under
100.
Under
7
right,
plus 100 with the bailout.
We're under Va Tech and we're under Pitt. We're both in agreement. I'll take the under.
And I was noticing this by how we've been going. We're playing a lot of unders, Joe. Somebody's going to win some games. We need to start picking some teams that are going to win some games as well.
I'm on overs. You're just not on the same side
I know.
Me.
I'm not. I'm very stingy, Joe, if you've noticed already when we're doing these win totals. I'm real stingy. Like, you really got to blow me away for me to think that you can get to your over.
So you're saying if you and I were a couple and we go out shopping, you're not letting me buy, like, all of a sudden the apples for, like, you know,
no.
10 for 10 bucks.
No,
we can't. No. We got to wait a week until they're 30 cents cheaper.
I got to work for it, Joe. That's it. I got to work for it. All right, college football full circle. We're going to come.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Right back. We're going to hit the Syracuse win total. This should be very interesting as it's sitting at about 3.5 in a few places. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle right here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe. Moment of truth for the Syracuse Orange, who we've been doing, of course, all these ACC teams all week. And every time we get one of them with Syracuse on the schedule, we've given like the other team an automatic win. So I don't know how we find any wins for the Syracuse Orange as we look at this schedule. For the numbers, pretty much 3.5 across the board. 3.5 at FanDuel, plus 120 to the over. 3.5 at DK. I'm sorry. DK's got him at 3. He got Syracuse at 3. With minus 105 to the over, minus 115 to the under. Wynn has them at 3.5, minus 120 to the under, plus 110 to the over. All right, Joe, let's take this way. Let's start with the non-ACC games. Who are they beating here? They're beating Albany, right? So we got to give them a win at Albany.
We'll give them Albany. All right, Albany under the bit.
Now, okay. They lost to Liberty last year. You would think that Shiano and Rutgers are better than them. I guess the question is here, can I sneak a second win with at Ohio week number one? Can they win that?
No Frank Solich.
God, okay, how could you lose that game? I mean, how can you? You're Syracuse in the ACC. How can you lose at Ohio to the Bobcats, Joe? How can you do that?
I didn't give them the loss just yet, Carver. I mean, you would think that they'd be motivated. The problem is, and we talked about this, Tommy DeVito last year. He gave way to Culpepper. Tommy DeVito played like Danny DeVito in Twins. Are you kidding me? He got hit 38 times. I mean, the quarterbacks got sacked 38 times last year in 11 games. 38 times. That's almost 4 sacks per game. That's how bad the offensive line was. They have no legitimate threat on the outside. Taj Harris is nice. He's not elite. The offensive line's still a concern for Dino Babers. He's on the hot seat. I said it before.
On the hot seat. Jeez. He should already be fired.
What do you mean? Oh, without a doubt. But I mean, a couple of years ago, remember the optimism? Remember the optimism? They were 10-3. They knocked off West Virginia. Oh, baby, Syracuse is back. Syracuse is back. We're going to challenge in the ACC. 1-10 last year. 1-10.
It's brutal, Joe. Like there's so many things wrong with this football team. Like, how are they scoring points? Like, that's like, how are they scoring points this year, Joe? Like, honestly,
they lost those games, Carver, those 10 games that they lost by an average margin of defeat of 18.3 points per game.
That's embarrassing.
Their defense allowed basically 460 total yards per game. 200 rushing, 260 passing. They lose Andre Sisco that led the team back-to-back years in the interceptions that spearheaded the secondary. He left midseason last year to go to the NFL. This team is in disarray. What is the mindset of Syracuse? Where are they going? Where are they headed? Yeah. At least back in the day with McNabb, and when they had Rob Conrad, and when they had, you know, McPherson as head coach, and even after him, there was an identity for Syracuse, and they thought they had it with Dino Babers, right? That high-octane offense that he brought from the MAC, and he was going to instill it there. They've shown glimpses, but he hasn't really coached up the quarterbacks. He had Eric Dungy there, a significant drop-off, and Tommy DeVito went to my high school, Don Bosco Prep. He's a good kid, but he's not an elite quarterback. And if you're going to fall on other players there, it's going to be very hard. Morgan, the backup, is. That's just what they are. You think of Syracuse, you just think plain Jane. You just think vanilla.
Well, you thought they were back. You thought they were back too when they had the great Saint Doug Marrone as the coach. You thought that Doug Marrone was
Doug Marrone instilled a physicality with them, right? Yeah. He had a physicality and a blue collar type of mentality. And Babers came in. He was more of a player's coach at first. And part of the problem was the recruiting aspect. Babers came from Texas, right? Was he going to be able to recruit the state of New York that way? That was always a huge concern.
All right. Let's be fair here, Joe. These first four games, they got to win two of them. Like, they got to go 2-2.
Let's be honest.
They got to beat Ohio. They're a point and a half favorite on the road
to Ohio. We'll give them
Ohio.
We'll give them Albany.
They got to win two of those games.
Okay, we gave them two. We gave them Ohio and we gave them Albany. They're not beating Rutgers. I'm sorry.
No,
they're not beating Greg Schiano.
I agree with
you. They're not beating Liberty. Malik Willis, they were a 3-point favorite in this game last year. Malik Willis
was on the
Liberty
road,
still running in
the
Carrier Dome.
And that game was there. That game was in the Carrier Dome. Where was that game last year?
Okay. In the Carrier Dome. Yeah. They were 3.5-point underdogs. Malik Willis and the Flames are still running out the door in the Carrier
amazing.
Dome. They gave up over 200 rushing yards.
Playing them 2 years in a row at the Carrier Dome. I mean, geez, can you just step up and give them a game? All right, so let's give them 2-2, and that's on a very optimistic 2-2. Generous 2-2. That they split those first four games. That would mean, Joe, for you to get this over, whether it's 3, 3.5, wherever you want to play it, they would need to win two games in the conference schedule.
Okay, so let's see.
At Florida State, Wake Forest home, Clemson home, at Votech, BC at home, at Louisville, at NC State, home for Pitt. Now, we've done the win totals for pretty much all of these teams already. We're at towards the end of the week here. We've done pretty much everybody, and we've given everybody a win over Syracuse.
Yes.
I mean, now, I'll say this, because now we have to look at it from the Syracuse perspective. When we're looking at it from these other teams and we're going over their win totals, for us to win those bets, we are assuming that they beat Syracuse. We now have to look at this from the Syracuse point of view, Joe. If I'm trying to get over this number, and I'm looking at this schedule, and I'm trying to pump Syracuse up, they got to luck into one game, right? Out of all these games. You would think that one of these games, now I don't know which one it is, whether it's Wake Forest at home or BC at home, they got to get one of these games in the ACC, don't they?
They have to. Right? Yeah, you're right. But
if Babers wants a job next year, they certainly have to.
Right. Let's break it down from the football perspective, right? Quarterbacks are the key component to winning games at college, okay? Just like the NFL. Let's go through the quarterback advantage after Malik Willis and Liberty. Mackenzie Milton, Jordan Travis versus Morgan and maybe Tommy DeVito? Even. All right, we'll give him even on that one. Wake Forest and Sam Hartman? I give Sam Hartman the advantage. Clemson and DJU? They got the advantage. Virginia Tech, Braxton Burmeister? He's still an upgrade. We'll call it even. Phil Dracovic, BC. Malik Cunningham, Louisville. Devin Leary, NC State. And Kenny Pickett. They're both senior quarterback. I mean, they don't have the quarterback advantage outside maybe one or two even games. And then that's the quarterback advantage. And then you look at everything around them. They don't have the offensive line advantage against most of those teams. So how are they going to win games?
We got to take this one as an under, Joe, and we want a little odds boost and combine it with Dino Babers gets fired at the end of the year.
They're going to whack. he's whacked at the end.
Give me the odds boost on Dino getting whacked after they go 2-10 here, because that's probably what's going to happen. I think that we're being generous with the 2-2 in the non-conference. And we're probably being just as generous with the 1-7 in conference. You know, Joe, I think that's kind of – this is a 3-9 year, and that's right on the number that we're talking about. I'm not going to play this under. You know what? I might. If I get 3.5 at a good price – because they're not getting a 4, Joe. They're not getting a 4. I think if you wanted to play it at 3.5, now you got to lay minus 145 at FanDuel. But I think under 3.5 is safe. I don't see 4 wins here. That would require them to win 2 ACC games, and that's on the high side.
And they could, if we're looking at it realistically, there's a good shot the only game they might win in the first month of the season is Albany, because Ohio's not going to be an easy out on the road. That's the Bobcats are a very good home team.
Listen, I'll tell you this, Joe. If Dino Babers goes to Ohio
and gets the first
weekend of the season and loses, they should fire him right there. They should fire him after one game. I know they're not going to do it, but if
I could see after
a year where he goes 1-10, he's an ACC school. If he goes to Ohio of the MAC, the Bobcats, on Saturday, September 4th, and he loses outright to that team, Syracuse should fire him before the Rutgers game.
They should let you do it in your New York Islanders orange jacket.
You can't disagree with me there. Cannot, under any circumstances, lose to Ohio if you are Syracuse coming off a 1-10 year and they somehow brought the coach back. He has to have that team ready to win that game.
I agree with you 100%. Let me ask you this, though, because everybody asks me this and we hear it. Oh, last year with the pandemic, we give the coach the flyer.
No.
I don't give the coach the flyer. No. I tell you what. Actually, you could tell the head coaches that are good head coaches by the teams that were prepared every year. I don't use an excuse as the pandemic as a reason why we don't look at the on-the-field performance. There are teams that were dialed in last year and got progressively better as the season went on. And for Dino Babers, for them to just throw away the season, and there was some young talent on that team, for them to just throw it away mid-season and just cave in, that's an ultimate testament to the head coach. And you look at him first and then everyone else second. So if they lose that game week one to Ohio, I'm with you. The kids are not dialed in. If you go 1-10, you better get your ass in gear and play all out and try to win that game by 50 on the road.
This is a bonus week one line of the day, which we usually do in our last segment. I'm doing it right now. Like, Syracuse Lane 1.5, week one in Ohio.
One and a half.
1.5 is what I have.
I'm telling you, that is enticing. I like Ohio. One and a half. All they have to do is win the game. 1.5.
Ohio's getting 1.5 at home.
As a home dog, they're getting 1.5.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
-102 on the money line.
I would take Ohio.
1.5.
You're taking it or you're laying it?
No, I'm taking Syracuse. I am actually going to put all of the chips in the middle on the Dino Babers seed. I'm going to bet the under, 3.5, Joe. And I'm going to also bet Syracuse to win week one against Ohio, -1.5. If Babers loses that game, they should fire him on the spot. They shouldn't even let him back on the bus. They should make him walk back to Syracuse from Ohio if he loses that week one game. I'm pushing all the chips on Syracuse week number one, Joe. They cannot lose that game under any circumstances. Not after last year.
I'm going to be doing in-game that day. I'm going to have, like, you on Zoom as every Bobcat touchdown comes through and see you just throwing tables and stuff. That's what I want to see.
You can't lose that game. I'm sorry. And I can't stand Syracuse. You know that. I root against Syracuse all the time. This is just pure, just for the guy. He's had an entire 10 months to prepare for week one against Ohio after a 1-10 season.
They have typically stepped up against MAC opponents. A couple years ago when Dungy was there. Remember when Dungy, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they went on the road to Western Michigan.
Yes.
They were a 3.5, four-point favorite. They wound up covering that game.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. It's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Unbelievable, Joe. If he loses that game, it'll be just unbelievable. All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, right here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We wrap it up with the real week one line of the day right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, here we go. Joe, the week one line of the day. Bonus edition, I guess, since we just did the Syracuse-Ohio game. But we will give you the bonus edition. We'll stay with our theme. We did a lot of Pitt today, whether it was Narduzzi on the local radio this morning or the Pitt Panther win total. Week number one, Joe. Pitt at home, Heinz Field against UMass. And
they're winning that game.
No, well, of course they're winning the game, Joe.
No, they're covering. That's a 55-10 game.
That's a 38.5 spread.
Yeah.
38.5 Pitt's laying.
They're
at
covering
home.
That.
And you know Narduzzi's going to try to push around UMass in week number one.
Yeah, Walt Bell. We talked about Walt Bell and that team. They're a one-dimensional team. They don't have a lot of offensive weapons. They're going to score at will. Vincent Davis, a big day for Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett probably throw for 380 yards. That'll establish the week two line on the road in Knoxville. Wow, Pittsburgh's a 3-point favorite. They're good. And then Josh Heupel's tempo.
I think you're
steps
right.
Up.
This is a 55-10 game. This is a 55-10 game, Joe. You're probably, and honestly, 55-10, you're just barely, you know, you're only a touchdown over the line.
Right.
If the game's 55-10. So it's a big number, Joe. 38.5 is nothing to sneeze at. That's a large number you're laying with a Pitt team that not exactly Alabama or Ohio State. That's a big number.
No, but I feel good that they come out and they'll get that. They'll get theirs. They're going to eat in that game. That's what Pitt does.
And we're going to be going against UMass in that awful team.
Which is good for us.
That we have going on. Well, they're going to lose the game. We know that. That's not about
Yeah, but we need them to get abused. You see, that's what it is. We need them to get abused in that game. Kids will walking around and splints.
Joe, great job today, my man. I will see you tomorrow where we'll finish off the ACC win totals for the week. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, College Football Full Circle, right here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll see you tomorrow.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.